Kryptonian lesson number one. Welcome to Earth, baby human. You are a creation of the originator of all life in the universe, our Heavenly Father, Jehovah God. These words you are hearing are being spoken to you to stimulate and accelerate your mental growth, so that the power of your intellect, intuition, and sound judgment may begin as early as possible in your life. Depending on your age when these words are played for your ears, you may understand none, some, or most of what you are hearing. You will grow into an understanding of the meaning of all these words. To draw from these Kryptonian lessons the single overarching theme, supreme above all that you learn as part of your stimulated acceleration education. That single overarching theme is this: we, as the creation of a perfect God, strive to be our absolute best in all things at all times. Such a striving is not the joy or purpose of all humans currently, but it is ours, yours and I together as Christians and as a community of Christians. You are not alone. We are humans created in the image of God, with a brain, an organ which is located inside the cranium bone, which forms the shape of your head. Inside your brain is where these words you are hearing are deciphered into comprehended thought, pictures, emotions, responses, and further questions. Some of what you hear today, you will remember tomorrow, as you remember today some of what happened yesterday. Today is the 24-hour period you are currently experiencing, between yesterday and tomorrow. Between your first wake-up this morning and your final lay-down for sleep after sundown. Tomorrow is the day which follows and comes after today. Yesterday is the day which leads into and came before today. Before happens earlier. It is causal and at the beginning of things. After happens later and is consequentially towards the end of things. Time will aid you to make these distinctions of moments, actual landmarks of your existence, to which your mind will place markers in your brain's memory. Times and dates that may or may not have times and dates which you remember per se, but include an amalgam of information serving as a database for you to draw from. Your total human memory will include voices, words, pictures, temperatures, scents, emotions, tastes, and unique expressions of your personal power of mind to separate, combine, and bend all these through your imagination and actual manifestation into a physical product or arrangement of thought unique to you as an individual. Your mind will also produce original thoughts of your own based upon your comprehension, construction, and revision of information you will accumulate and decipher through your interactions with the thoughts and ideas of other individuals, be they in person or via technology, over great distances and through time. Your mind has power known to exist, and other powers of mind not known to exist. The powers of mind, to which you have no conscious control of at the moment, and are unknown to you now, but will also act upon your known knowledge and beyond it, especially so through the Christian use of prayer and supplication, in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. You will develop alongside your known powers of mind. Your ability to mentally recall, whenever necessary, the exact appropriate use for the honed conclusions of your personal deliberation will define you amongst your Christian peers as an individual person. You must exercise proper management of your world. Your world under your control includes all relationships, information, and property you have access to. Exercise all proper authority you have to rank all these deliberations, relationships, deductions, epiphanies, arguments, and counterarguments, relative to their merit or demerit on any scenario of ordinary life you experience. This is lesson one of your studies to prepare you as a servant of our Father Jehovah God and our glorious Kryptonian Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who rose from the crypt on the third day.